Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to the Gospel Truth broadcast. This is your host, Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. And at this time, we're going to prepare our hearts for a word of prayer. For prayer is the answer. Prayer changes things. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you. We thank you for another day, for another chance to pray, another chance to get closer to you. We thank you for your mercy toward us. We thank you for the love that you have shown upon us. We thank you for your compassion. We thank you because you are a burden bearer. We thank you for everything that you've done for us. Oh, my God, you're not worthy, but we are thankful for what you have done. We pray that you have your way. Let your will be done. Blot out of transgressions. Let sins be forgiven. Have thine own way today. Help us, O Lord. Move today, Lord. Take control tonight, Lord. Send thy word. Send thine anointing. In the name of Jesus, let your word reach some soul. So much so that they repent of their sins. Have mercy tonight. We know thou art a merciful God. We know that you're able to do all things. Give strength to the weak. Them that are sick, touch and heal their bodies. Raise them up, O Lord. Look on those souls listed on the prayer list. Look on Charles Morris. Touch his body. Heal him, O Lord. Deliver him from his affliction. Save his soul. Help him to turn his life over to you, seeking your face and calling upon your name. Help today, Lord. I pray that you look on my dad. Touch him, O Lord. Touch his mind. Heal him, O Lord. You're able to heal his eyes. Save him, O Lord. Help him to repent of his sins. Blot out of his transgressions. Let your spirit prevail. Let the blood of Jesus cover us, bind every evil work. I pray, Jesus, that you look on Brother Stephen Allen, touch him, Lord, touch his body, heal his body. We know thou art a healer. We know thou art a merciful God. Touch right now, O Lord. Move all pain. Move all weakness. Give him strength, O Lord. Help him to be saved. Help him to repent of his sins. Help him to give his life unto you. Help him to call upon your name. For you said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We believe your word today, and we know that thou art able. We are trusting in you. You are our hope today. No other help we know, Lord. In the name of Jesus, look on Brother Donovan. Touch him right now, Lord. Save him, Lord. Heal and deliver him. You know all about it. You're able to deliver, Lord. Save, Lord. In the name of Jesus, move, Jesus. Move in a mighty way. Take control. Speak to our hearts and minds. Help us, O Lord. Let the Spirit of God prevail. Let the blood of Jesus cover. Look on our unsaved family members. We pray that you will save them, O Lord. Help them, O Lord, to give themselves unto you. Draw them unto you. For we know you're able, O Lord. Be merciful, O Lord. Blot out of the transgression. Let the sins be forgiven. Heal them that are sick. Deliver them that are bound. Look on those who are incarcerated. Pray that you touch them right now. Help them to repent of their sins, even as they're behind bars. Have mercy on them, O Lord. Help them to come to themselves and realize they need you. Oh, my God, thou art a Savior. You're able to save to the uttermost. Deliver. Light out of the transgressions, O Lord. Look on those who are hospitalized. Have mercy on them, O Lord. Heal and deliver. Look on Deacon Alexander Jones. Continue to touch his body. Heal, O Lord. Deliver, Jesus. Look on his family. Have mercy on them. Help them, O Lord. help them to be safe. We know you're able, oh Lord. We know all power is in thy hand. And we give your name the praise. We thank you for what you've done. We thank you for the prayer. We thank you for how you blessed us on today. We thank you for your mercy, oh Lord. We bless thy holy name. We give glory and honor to thy name. Your name is worthy to be praised. Your name is worthy to be lifted up. Help us to praise you and to give thanks unto thy holy name. For thou art so worthy, and we don't deserve your mercy, but we thank you for all that you have done for us. Oh, my God, we pray that you go with us, stand by us, bless and keep us, and we will give thy name the praise, the glory, and the honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. We thank the Lord for our opening prayer coming through Evangelist May. And at this time, I'm going to be reading the opening scripture, and I will be reading the 121st number of Psalm. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. Preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in, from this time forth, and even forevermore. Thank the Lord for the reading of the 121st number of Psalm. May God bless the reading of his word.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for the reading of the beautiful scripture coming through Sister Cheryl. And at this time, we'd like to announce that we are praying for all of those who are listed on our prayer list. We want to say if you'd like to tune into this broadcast, you can dial in at 701-802-5175. The access code is 5847-681 pound. So we thank God for you who have tuned in thus far. And now we want to remember these souls in our prayers, because we know that prayer changes things, and we know that God is a healer for both body and soul. We want to remember Dr. Alice Tolbert, Seti Lawhorn, Stephen Allen Sr., Brother Stephen Allen Sr., Charles Morris, Titus Edmond Sr., Larry Denson, Sister Rhoda Kasanga, Ventria Blackshear, the May family, the bereaved families of Marva Talley and the Anderson family, Sister Rosetta Lee and her daughter Tia, Sister Gracie White and her family, Bruce Williams, Darla Merle, Mother Marshall, and we want to keep all of those who have been bereaved of their loved ones, we want to keep them in our prayers, because we know that they don't just get over their bereavement overnight. We know that it takes a while. So we want to continue to pray for them, Mother Marshall and all of them that are going through. Let's also, family, in our prayers, he passed away in a car crash, and the family, I tell you, they were just overwhelmed. It was not expected. It's something that happened on the spur of the moment. Glory to God. We want to remember to pray for Sheree Freeman. She lost her husband, and that was on the spur of the moment. They were not expecting that, but it happened just like that. And we want to keep Bruce Williams in our prayers. We know that prayer changes things, and we know that prayer is the answer. Praise the Lord. We also want to say we are here, right here at 18 East Center Street, in Woodbury, New Jersey. if you are in the area, we welcome you to stop by and worship the Lord with us and to go in prayer with us. We have service on Sunday afternoon at 12 p.m. and Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. So you're welcome to come and be a part of this mission. It is the name of this mission is the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission, and we would love to have you. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to get ready to go into the Word of God. We know that the Word of God is right all by itself. We don't plan to be before you too long, if the Lord say the same, but the Lord dropped these words in my heart on today as I was on my way here to the prayer mission, and we're going to go to the book of Jude. That's next to the book of Revelation, next to the last of the Bible. And we're going to begin reading with verse 20. And it says, "But ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and ever. Amen." Praise the Lord. And also let's go over to the book of Colossians, the second chapter, and verse 4. "And this I say, lest any man should beguile you enticing words. For though I be absent in the flesh, yet am I with you in the spirit, joying and beholding, glory to God, your order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving." Glory to God. We're going to talk to you tonight how that God, he is able. God is able. I don't care what it is that you may be going through or what it is that may be trying your very soul or what affliction you might be going through. God is able. He's able to take you through, and he's able to deliver you. He's able to keep you from falling. Glory to God. He's able to keep you when you're going through your tests and your trials. I don't care what it is. And there are tests and trials down here. The Bible said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He's able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before his presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Glory, God, to the only wise glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. God's word is true, and his word is forever settled in heaven. So I don't care what you may be going through or what you may be experiencing. God is able. He can do everything. I believe old man Job began to try God when he was going through his test and trial. When
and he looked in his flesh and saw the skin worm crawling in his flesh. And the devil began to come to him and try his very soul. Why his wife, she began to say, Job, you ought to curse your God and die. But Job held to his integrity. He refused to curse God. He refused to give up. He kept on praying. He kept on waiting on God. He held to his integrity. Even when his friends turned against him and said, Job, you must have sinned. You must have did something wrong. But Job held to his integrity, although his body was afflicted. Hallelujah. And it looked like he was dying. Even when his children were taken away from him, his cattle and everything that he had was taken from him. But Job held on. Even his friends began to talk about him. But Job, he held to God's unchanging hand, and he began to pray. He prayed for his friends. And the Bible lets us know that after he prayed for his friends, God delivered him. God blessed him. Glory to God. And in his end, Job was blessed more in his latter end than he was in his first end. I'm reminded of David, how that in his end, he was more richer in his end than he was in the beginning. I tell you, God is able. He's able to keep you. He's able to keep you from falling. He will take you through whatever it is that you have to go through. He is holding us as the people of God. He's holding us in the palm of his hand. If we just hold to God's unchanging hand, he'll take us through whatever it is. It doesn't matter. Doesn't seem how hard. God will take us through. Let's trust in God. Let's look to God. Let's give our situation, whatever it is, let's give it to God. He can take us through. He's able to keep us from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. And to the only wise God, our Savior, he's the only wise God, and he's our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Glory to God. We're being rooted and built up in him and established in the faith as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Glory to God. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. Glory to God. We have to keep ourselves from the world, and beware and let the devil spoil you through some old vain philosophy, hallelujah, and vain deceit after the tradition of men, the things that the world is doing, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. Keep yourself. Glory to God for his word. God is able. He can do everything. When the next time Satan tries you, you tell him, God is able to take me through. When your body get afflicted, tell the devil, God is able to heal my body. When it seems like there's no way, you need a way made, but you can't see the way, you just tell that devil, God is able. I'm trusting in God. My faith looks up to God. because his word is true, and he cannot fail. He cannot lie. But God will do just what he said he would do. He said his word is forever settled in heaven. Glory to God. And his glory will he not give to another. The devil get no glory. God get the glory. God, you get the glory out of my life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank God for his word. Hallelujah. There may be somebody out there in radio land, and maybe you're going through it. Hallelujah. I want you to know God is able. God can do it for you. Whatever it is you need. He said, whatsoever ye ask in my name, believe it. He said, I will do it. Hallelujah. He'll do it for you. Just ask it in his name. Hallelujah. As we turn our hearts and minds to prayer, let Jesus work it out for you. As Evangelist Cynthia, come forth and lead us in prayer. Glory to God.
Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your word, Lord. Thank you for the messenger, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, my God. Thank you, my God. We thank you and thank Lord. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we thank you, my God. Oh, yes, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Dear Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your word, Lord. Your word is precious, God. Oh, we bless thy holy name, Jesus. We glorify your name, Jesus. Oh, you're so worthy, Lord. Your In the name of Jesus, help us to endure that. In the name of Jesus, look on our past, and my God, strengthen them, Lord. Oh, my God, touch his mind, God. Help them to lead thine people, God. Give them wisdom and knowledge and understanding, Lord. In the name of Jesus, touch his body, Lord. We know you're able, my God. Continue to bless Mother Marshall, God. Deacon and Mother Tyler, God.
Yes.
Look down on them, Lord. I know you're able, God.
Yes.
Encourage the hearts, God.
Yes.
Oh, my God, I know you're able, God.
You're able.
All those that are listed on the prayer list, God, have your eternal way and let your will be done, Lord. Continue to bless the speaker of the hour, my God. Oh, Father, let your will be done in our life, God. Lead and guide and direct our path, my God. In the name of Jesus, save our children, Lord. Have mercy upon them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight, God. Thank you for your word.
Thank you.
Thank you for this service, God. We thank you for the prayer, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you for your touch, my God.
Yes.
Going to hear from Evangelist Cynthia. Glory to God.
Praise God. Once again, thank God for the beautiful message that came on tonight. God is able.
Yes,
amen.
He's able to do whatever we need him to do. Yes. If we just believe him, trust him, and take him at his word. Yes. Amen. And count it done. Yes. Hallelujah. It is already done. Yes. In the name of Jesus. Because he said, if you shall act anything in my name, I will do it.
Yes.
Hallelujah. If we just ask it in his name,
yes.
Believe in God.
Yes.
Amen. It's already done.
Yes. I thank God for the word tonight. I want to encourage Evangelist May to continue to preach the word.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for those remarks coming to Evangelist Cynthia. Thank the Lord for that beautiful prayer, that anointed prayer that came to Evangelist Cynthia on tonight. You know we need to pray, and we need to pray more. We need to pray as never before. Pray in the morning, in the noonday, and in the evening. And as you go through your daily chores during the day, we still need to pray and talk to the Lord.
Amen.
Because we are communicating with God, and prayer is the answer. Glory to God. We thank the Lord for this broadcast. We're not going to hold you up any longer, but we invite you to tune in again on Tuesday night at 7 p.m. And we look forward to hearing from you in the near future. If the Lord say the same. This brings our broadcast to a close. We say good night and God bless you.